You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. We're live at Freebirds in Addison.
Yeah.
Off of Beltline, been having a blast all day long. And right now, we surely will, because it's time for the C Block starring Corey Majors and Kyle Yeomans.
Kyle, how's it going today, man?
It's good, guys. Sounds like you guys have a great crowd in there today.
Yes, we do, and that's what the Friday Football Feast does bring, and we always appreciate that. Kyle, can you confirm that somebody on the sideline recently name-dropped you?
Yes. The other day I was walking off of the field and into one of the tunnels at AT&T during the second preseason game, and they had the flag runners, the guys that wear the white button-ups and the cowboy hats, and they run the flags around the field after the Cowboys scored. I was walking in, and one of them did the drop from the fan that you guys just played here a second ago.
Oh, yes.
He goes, Kyle Yeomans. And I like, laughing. Like, I was, like, trying to get from point A to point B, so I started laughing and just kind of, like, waved at him as I was walking by. And I was going to say something on my way back out, but before I could get back down to the field was when Andrew Booth had the pick six. So as I was walking my way back down out to the field, they were running flags because they just scored a touchdown. So I never got to get a name. I never got to talk to the guy. Hopefully I'll see him tonight. I'll remember the face if he's out there. But it definitely made me laugh, and it made me think of you guys. I immediately texted Corey and was like, hey, they name dropped me. I was like, they're listening to the shows.
I love that. So I have a statement and a question for you.
Okay.
I want you to go ahead and start planning your life ahead next week for the Friday Football Feast. We will be at Uncle Julio's in Frisco, so obviously you should come hang out with us. And then for my question, do you think Brian Robinson Jr. is better than any of the running backs on the Cowboys roster?
I saw that trade a couple moments ago, and I'm not going to lie to you. I looked at it and I said, I would have given a 6-round pick for Brian Robinson to be here in Dallas. I would have made that move. Now, is the pricing the same from the 49ers than it would be for a division rival to take a running back like that? Probably not. It would have probably taken Dallas a little bit more. They would have had to pay that interdivisional, unwritten rule sort of tax to get the guy. But yeah.
But what is that, a fifth then?
Maybe it's a fifth-round pick. Maybe it's a fifth and a pick swap or something like that. Maybe you get a seventh back or something. Either way, I still think I would have at least entertained that option. And I'm entertaining any option right now across the board. I haven't been super impressed with the running backs. And that's not a secret. We said that on our podcast this week. I know Javonte Williams is the presumed starter, but with Jaden Blue being banged up, I think everybody else on this roster is under question going into tonight as to who do you feel more comfortable with? Is it the rookies? Is it the veteran? It doesn't really matter to me. I just don't think it's going to happen either, or it's not going to make me confident either way. It may be a time for Dallas to maybe look elsewhere and go find a veteran running back that they do trust giving significant carries to.
Are you confident that at some point this year we will have three cornerbacks on the field that are healthy that we all feel good about?
I would have said yes last year, and we didn't really have that happen at any point last year, did
true.
We?
That's valid, yeah.
Yes, I am. I'm confident that at some point it'll come together. I'm really excited to see Revel. I want to see what he has. And yeah, of course, I've watched a lot of his tape. I do a lot of work in college football with the Americans. So I've seen Savone Revel play for a couple years there in East Carolina, and I've always loved his tape. So the fact that they ended up drafting him in the third round, I'm just chomping at the bit to see him back out there. And we know what Trayvon Diggs is to a certain extent, but this is the second time he's had a major rehab off of a major injury. So is there a drop-off from Trayvon Diggs, or can we expect a similar player out there on the boundary? I don't know if we can. And so either way, I feel confident with Bland. I feel confident with Elam at this point, which has been a saving grace for this defense.
Yeah.
But outside of that, it's just like the running back position. There's one or two guys I feel good about. Everybody else is a big-time question mark.
Yeah, with Diggs, too, like the one thing that you knew was he had catch-up speed, or as Dion likes to say, he had that Lamborghini in him.
Yes, and I did see that.
Like, that's the thing that kind of concerns me the most is, you know, will he still have that part of his game? And that's a bit of a concern, but hopefully so. But Elam, what's been his best quality? Watching him has been a lot of fun because it feels like nobody's really getting much over on him. But I can't tell if it's the physicality or the stickiness. What is it you like the most about him?
Yeah, I think it's the stickiness, and I think it stems from film study. It seems like he's running routes for receivers. And, I mean, we haven't seen a lot of that against opposing teams. I know he got a series last week, and we saw him at times during that joint practice against the Rams earlier in training camp. But it's the way he's able to read and react quickly, which I know when he was a former first-round pick and Buffalo took the chance on him, the athleticism was one of the big calling cards for him. It wasn't necessarily the film recognition and the quick reactions. We're seeing that in Dallas, so maybe that's part of the resurrection of his career. Maybe that's part of why a fresh spot for Elam to come in and play has been so beneficial, because he's actually dove into the film. And I talked with a couple guys, one notably.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Keymon Hall, at one point after one of the practices in Oxnard, and he mentioned Elam as being a film buff. He said that's what he does. He goes and he studies and he's picking apart an offense so that way he knows where to be. And I think that's what we've seen through training camp. And hopefully it's something that doesn't just translate when he's playing against the Cowboys offense. Hopefully it's something he can take into opponents whenever that time comes around.
Yeah, that was actually, and for me, it was a bit of a surprise whenever Emmett in the documentary said about Deion, he was like, it wasn't his athleticism that was better than everybody else.
He's a student of the game.
And that part of it just made was the ultimate difference because, like you just said, running routes for receivers, showing them, I know what you're going to do before you even do it. That's important.
Yeah, and it's funny you mentioned that part of the documentary, too. I thought that stood out, and when I was watching that, I was like, oh, that kind of sounds like what Keymon Hall said about Kyer Elam.
Yeah, exactly.
Actually, when I was watching the documentary, that was the first thing that popped in my head was, oh, I was like, I'm not comparing Kyer Elam to Deion Sanders. Let's not get that wrong. But just the way that he was talking about it reminded me of that conversation that I had had with Keymon, and hopefully that's something that either is it's going to continue and to keep that momentum rolling, but also hopefully it's contagious for the other guys in that secondary.
So I have only seen 6 of the 8 episodes of the Netflix documentary, but don't you think it's great that Jerry has conquered over everything and really rarely ever done anything wrong? And he's just, he beat the NFL, he beat the oil wells, he beat Jimmy. He is the best, man.
it's called the gambler and his cowboys, and there's a lot of winning in that scenario, huh?
Yeah, interesting.
There's a reason why the name of the documentary was The Gambler. And, I mean, he took a lot of gambles. And I mean, I think if you were to ask Jerry and you were to ask that ask him about that, and I'll ask him a couple questions on the pregame show tonight about the docuseries and what he thought about it. But I think he would say he's won in life because of what he's done with the Cowboys. And it's hard to disagree with him. Now, the X's and O's side of things, I know, hasn't been the number one talking point of positivity for Jerry recently. But when you look at the entire body of work and what he's built the team into, I think he would say that he has won this whole scenario, and that's part of why the documentary is what it is.
Okay, so I 100% I agree with that. It's just, and again, I'll admit, I have 2 episodes left to go. I do not feel like they have maybe painted the most all-around picture of Jerry Jones and, like, some more of the problematic things that he's gone through.
Yeah, probably not. I think they probably either were told to stay away from that or just stayed away from it entirely. It's funny, you've watched 6 out of the 8. I'm going into the final episode, and I know there's a clip in the final episode that has Jerry talking to the Rams ownership, and he's talking about, oh, I don't have the guts to trade Dak Prescott the way that you guys
he said
traded.
Balls.
Yeah, I know, but I'm on the radio. I want to be clean here.
I got you. I'll take care of it for you.
Yeah, you guys take care of that for me. I appreciate it. He's like, I don't have that to trade Dak the same way that you guys traded Goff to go get Matthew Stafford. And so maybe there is a little bit of that at the back end of his tenure or his career. But, yeah, you're right. It's a lot of triumph through the first 6 or 7 episodes of this thing. And to be fair, I mean, that if you're talking about the timeline, the triumph was there all the way through the 90s, and they were the team of the 90s. So I get it. But they hit a lot of that and not a lot of the recency stuff that I think you could have some criticism around.
Can I ask you one more somewhat sarcastic question?
Please. That's all I have.
this one's more about the NFL. Aren't you glad that the NFL has finally realized that the biggest issue they have with their officials is not throwing enough taunting penalties? Are you really stoked that they have figured out that that's the biggest issue that's been holding their officials back?
Yeah, right. And figuring out that, what is it, they got the arrow back. Like, now you can do the bow and arrow again.
Yes!
Another one. Just let the guys play. Let the guys have some fun. They work their butts off all day long, all year long. If they score a touchdown in a league that it's hard to score a touchdown in, let them have some fun. And I think you're right. They need to realize that a little more quickly next time.
And the other one is, as long as you're not impeding that player, like getting up. Like if you sack the quarterback and you're literally standing over the quarterback so they can't get up, I totally get how you get a flag. If you're standing like off to the side, so you have to look at that person as you get up off the turf because they sacked you,
right.
I think that should be fine.
Oh, he took him to the ground. He looked at him the wrong way. Let's throw a flag.
Just give him another.
It's weak at times. It really is. But, hey, that's the world we live in here and there.
Just give them another reason to have something subjective that is very ambiguous.
Yeah.
That they can't really it was a flag. Well, Kyle, thank you very much for your time, man. We will talk with you again next week. Real football getting ready to start after tonight.
Do you think I convinced him to come to Frisco?
Go ahead. Try. Okay, never mind. Go ahead.
We're going to be in Frisco. I'm sorry. Let me try this again. I'll tell you what. I will scale down my sarcastic questions 50% if you show up in person at Julio's.
Uncle Julio's.
Well, I'm close to him, so I just call it Julio's. If you want to come out in Frisco and come hang out with us, we would love that.
Can you actually ramp up the sarcastic questions times two if I get out there? I would rather that.
Well, you know what, jackass? I bet I can.
Okay. All right.
That was an example. That was an example. Right. That was an example, Kyle.
Have a good one tonight,
Kyle.
Have a good game. All right, man.
I'll see you guys next week in person at Uncle Julio's.
There we go. Awesome. Kyle Yeomans will join us next week in person.
That was just an example, Corey, to show him I could do the sarcasm.
Good stuff, Kevin.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters, and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.